A well-known name in local politics is making a big career move that will have an impact on all of Washtenaw County. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Conan Smith, soon to be former Washtenaw County Commissioner. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
What's new?
I recently resigned my seat, and it'll become effective on Saturday, of the Board of Commissioners. There's a job opening at the county for the Director of Community and Economic Development, and I'm interested in that job, and I submitted an application for it yesterday as well. There's a challenge, sort of an ethical conflict of interest challenge, in that the person who hires for the Community Economic Development Director job reports directly to the Board of Commissioners. So in effect, I am the boss of the person that I'm hoping will hire me for a job. And I just felt that's too messy. To clear up that mess, I said the best thing for me to do is to step out of it.
How big of a decision was that for you?
Oh, man, let me tell you, it was so hard. I've been on this county board for 12 years, and I love the work. I love the county. I love being able to put my skills and knowledge to use for the people of Washtenaw County, especially when it comes to issues of economic opportunity and equity. You know, saying goodbye to my colleagues there and to the work, even in this tentative and hopefully temporary way, it was tough. It was a tough decision to make. And I only had about 2 weeks to make it. The job was posted on August 1st, and you know, I had to have some deep conversations with family and friends and professional colleagues, and you know, ultimately made the decision to apply and resign my seat.
How do you think you'll be able to make a difference for Washtenaw County if you get the job?
A lot of my work over the last year and a half has been with that department. You know, we created this thing called the Economic Development Coordinating Committee. We've merged our workforce development agencies across multiple counties. We're looking at major investments in economic development, for example, with the American Center for Mobility on the east side. And I found that more and more of my time was being taken up with that work, not because it was a demand of being a commissioner, but because I'm just so passionate about it. And so it came to the point where I was asking the question, I'm doing more work than is required of a commissioner. I'm clearly interested in it. If I had this as my job, would I be able to do more, and would I be able to do it better than I'm doing now? And ultimately, I think the answer to that is yes. I'll be able to put a lot of my both political skills and my outreach skills to use for the department and for the county. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to turn things around in the east side and in some of our hard-hit communities like Whitmore Lake and Manchester.
I'm talking to Conan Smith, who just announced he is resigning as a Washtenaw County Commissioner and applying for another job with the county. And in that explanation, you mentioned that you've been working on issues of inequality and economic opportunity in the county. Is that something you feel like you'll be able to better focus on?
Yeah, definitely. I've been so proud of the staff at OCED because they really took up the charge to understand, articulate, and design programs to address growing inequality in our county. We are Michigan's most divided county between the rich and the poor.
Washtenaw County?
So Washtenaw County. And we have this very powerful economy driven by Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan, but the benefits of that are not seeping out all across the county in ways that I think it can and should. The folks in Ypsilanti, for example, wages are on average half to a third what they are in the city of Ann Arbor. So we need to figure out how we spread the wealth better across the whole county and how we put more attention and energy and resources behind the communities that are struggling, whether that's helping to rebuild the Ypsilanti school system or working more intentionally around job creation for the east side or focusing on small business attraction for the village of Manchester. Those are strategies that I think we could do more with, and I'm proud to be a part of the team that's really taken up that charge already as a commissioner, and I would love to lead that team as their director.
So you feel like you have some concrete plans that can improve the situation for the county?
Oh, no question. We have really just begun the work on economic development in the last 2 years in ways that I think other counties are far ahead of us. So there are lessons that we can learn from Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb, for example, who have been much more diligently focused on economic development than we have as a county, programs that we can adopt and implement here. And then, of course, we have the benefit of, you know, two amazing public universities and great talented researchers and experts in the field that we can be taking advantage of to go beyond what those other communities have been able to do.
If you get the job that you're looking for with Washtenaw County, how will this impact your involvement in the Regional Transportation Authority and bringing the effort to bring better travel options to our area?
So I think of public transportation and the connections between jobs and communities where people live as part and parcel of the work that our Office of Community and Economic Development does. We're very excited about the train station downtown, the potential of Amtrak coming in there, the potential of commuter rail into Detroit stopping there. But that investment in public transportation is really only going to help the community if it is complemented by the right economic development incentives and the right land use planning to make sure that that area grows and the tax bases grow there. We can do much more. We can do much better. And making sure the RTA is there and well-funded is part of that. But then we've got to layer in the work from the economic development and land use sides as well.
Conan Smith, if you get the job that you're looking for as the Washtenaw County Director of Community and Economic Development, how will that impact your position as Executive Director of Metro Matters?
Well, unfortunately, I'd have to leave Metro Matters. I've been there for 12 years as well. So I won my primary for the county board in August 2004. I got hired at what was then the Suburbs Alliance in August 2004. So these have been parallel paths for me. I had to tell my board yesterday that I was applying for a different job. That was really hard too. You know, the organization will be okay. It's got talented people around it, an amazing board. You know, it's not a personality-driven organization. I'll miss them. I hope that they miss me, but I'm sure they'll be okay.
What's the time frame for filling the job?
I don't know. What I've heard from administration is that they're eager to get the position filled as quickly as possible, but I have intentionally backed away from some of the details because of the potential conflict of interest. So I don't know how fast is in their world. That's what they told me.
What happens if you don't get it?
If I don't get it, this is kind of weird, actually. I'm actually on the ballot as the Democratic nominee for my current commission seat. So there's a good chance that I'll get reelected to the Board of Commissioners, and then I'll just be a commissioner again starting in January.
If you do get the job you're going for as the Washtenaw County Director of Community and Economic Development, and then you do win reelection, can you serve? Can you serve? No.
No, I have to resign again. So I have to go through this whole process a second time.
Okay. It's never simple with you, Conan Smith, but we appreciate you talking to us on 89.1 WEMU, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Lisa.